Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
68 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
68 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
64 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
64 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
64 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
63 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
61 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
63 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
66 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Is it LTS testing?
Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Clear.
64 degrees.
APR.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Hello.
Not sure that was. It was all noise. Try again. Keep here. No, not making it. PDPR, standby.
Good morning, 1000 hours.
Clear.
70 degrees.
KFA-FGS, monitoring. KF8FGS, 2320. Morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, Gujo. Good morning. Yeah, I just got back to the QTH with, I went and gassed up, got my 35 gallons of Kroger gas, got my dollar off. So I paid $3 for gas this morning. I don't know if I pay extra for groceries, but it sure feels good getting that $35 off. You know, 35 gallons, a buck a gallon off. How's your day going?
Oh, moderate right now. Actually, stuck in traffic on 275 southbound today. But, you know, more road construction because we can't have enough of it in the state.
That 275 seems to go on. I remember when they first built it back in, it was like, I don't know, 74 maybe, 75, and it seems like as they're always rebuilding it. I don't know what they're doing to it. Beyond belief how much construction they've done on that highway. Maybe just gets that much traffic that it wears it out. But I don't know. It's odd. So I did make some more digital contacts here today on the DMR. So that's something brand new to me. So I'm just learning about that. I appreciate your help with that.
Connected to CMN Network.
Oh, no problem. We're all here for it. Help each other out. Pretty good with it, I think, you know, honestly. Because we're learning 25. You know, every day is a learning experience. Every radio is a learning experience. So I'm glad I can help.
All right, very good. Coming in a little bit scratchy, but mostly readable. Good signal strong, but there must be some interference. Well, I got this I filled up with 19 gallons in the gas tank on this truck, and I got 16 gallons in cans. So I got to transfer that into I have a pump tank. Transfer it into there, and then I think I'm going to have lunch with my dad today. Good thing to do that. Well, you have a good one. 73. This is KF8FGS. Finding good signals, and we'll be clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dave.
Good morning, 1100 hours.
Clear.
77 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
W8VD Mobile.
T-O-T-D-I-S. UHF Hub, connected to Flynn 600.
KC8KJO, KC8KJO, from N8WRO. Nothing heard, N-A-W-R-O, clear.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1200 hours,
clear,
81 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1300 hours.
Clear.
81 degrees.
Check where you put your mic. Don't put it in the cup holder.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1400 hours,
clear,
81 degrees.
CAPR.
Connected to CMN Network.
I'm sorry, I missed some of that. Well, when was pretty? APR.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours,
clear,
84 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
K8RUH. What's going on, John? I missed that one. I don't know if it was on my end. Still out there, Sean?
Yeah, I bumped it in the talk around. I had to try to figure out how to turn it back off.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I'm always accidentally pressing buttons too, so I get it. How was the day?
Well, as I answered before I realized I was in talk around, real good. Just started the drive home. It warmed right up, didn't it?
Certainly did. It is a warm one out there now, and it's supposed to be warm again tomorrow, so we'll see. But these cool mornings have been very nice, that's for sure.
Huh. Wonder who the dingleberry is. Anyhow, yeah, I gotta see if I can get some grass cut today. Mine's looking pretty pitiful.
Yeah, I gotta get mine done today or tomorrow. It's not looking fantastic. And after that rain Sunday, it started growing again.
Give me just a sec here and order myself a diet of limeade.
All right, I'll be standing by.
All right, don't have change when I need it.
Sorry about that. I had taken a phone call. What, you were looking for exact change and didn't have it?
You know, I always need dollars for, like, when I go to the car wash and I tip. And I never have them on me because I buy these... there's a car wash between 13 and 14 on the Quinner, and they'll sell you, you know, 10 car washes for like 40 bucks. And, you know, so when I go through there, I just hand them one of the, you know, the tickets. And, you know, I generally never have cash. And so I thought, oh, this would be a great opportunity. And today I don't have cash. So it's like I never have cash to, I need to keep singles and need to start thinking back to my topless bar days. Got to keep singles on me.
You know, just get a stack of 20 singles, throw them in the armrest in your car. You'll always have them with you, and you won't have to worry about it. And it's not too much money that you're worried about leaving it in your car, but you have a couple singles with you all the time.
Yeah, I keep saying I'm going to do that, and I never do. But I got to make it a point.
Well, maybe that should be your task on the way home. Go score 20 singles.
Is that actually somebody trying to get in on the conversation? Because I don't know.
I can't tell, but it seems like they're pretty adamant about trying to get in, so maybe they are.
Sounded like Cujo for a moment.
That was 8 November, Sierra Charlie. I was over on the UMP repeater. Any better here?
A little. It's still not great, but it's better than it was, yeah.
I'm wondering if I'm having a problem with this O3 head again. I know you guys said it was really low before, or I got some, or there's some setting in the radio that's not right.
I don't know, but yeah, you could just tell at the very end of that one last one that, wait a minute, I thought it was just some dead air, but there's actually some voice in there. Alright, anyhow, heard Anthony, and I'm not 100% sure who else jumped in there, and I was getting my drink, and just heading home to Anthony.
Yeah, that might have been Dave also. I don't know if that was him jumping in thinking it was Tom, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know who that was. I can't remember what the call sign was. I'll throw it over to you.
I know you're an NFC here. And having problems with the setup here, right? It probably needs to tune up. It's been a while, so I'll have to get it tuned in.
How about you, Nick? I think there was somebody else as well. Somebody that was speculating that it was Tom. So I'll pass over to them next. But yeah, I'll tell you what, that radio, you know, those radios don't typically need much fiddling or touching. So that was unusual. Anywho, there was somebody who speculated if it were Tom. I'm gonna have you go ahead. Otherwise, over to Anthony.
Me, the lurker, KF8S. But I don't have anything to add right now. I'm deep in a project. Just sounded like Tom. Over to Anthony. You guys can skip me. I'm just listening.
I was right. How's it going, Dave? Thanks for chiming in. But, yeah. I will throw it back over to Nick, and then over to Sean.
Yeah, I've been having problems with this O3 head. I'm wondering if the mic electric is going bad. I have to find a solution for that. See if it's any better. I'm going to run out the cleaning growth spec for the motor switch shop. Pick up that. Apart from my UTV and take it home.
Yeah, so even now compared to the other guys, you're kind of light. Not like you were, but still light. So it could afford to come up. I'm on an O3 control head right now. Where's my audio compared to Nick's, Anthony?
Sean, you're much stronger than Nick. You're not hot, but it's super solid where Nick is much lower.
I did mess around with the cold plug at home, but I never put the new one in here. But there is some audio adjustments for, like, the loud audio and things like that. I did funky with it, but I never got a chance to blow the new cold plug into it to make the changes. So maybe when I get home today, I'll throw it on real quick and then test it out tomorrow, see if it's any better or worse.
Yeah, give that a look because, you know, your audio has always been a little, you know, but if you're going to get in there and give a look at it, then, yeah, pump it up. I can maybe look at my code plug. It's an 8500, though, so you got a 7500, but I can look and see what my settings are. I remember hearing something about either do or don't use the ALC. I remember hearing the guy saying, and I can't remember which. You'd have to get over on the Central Michigan Slack and put it in the lobby there. And there was something about, well, that might have been more DMR related, you know, 7550. Not sure if it was APX related. Anywho, whatever you got going on there, you want to pump it up.
Sean, thinking of 7500s or 7550s. Did you ever get a chance to look at those XTR 7550s I handed off to you?
I didn't. And, you know, even if there was time, I probably wandered off on some other project or something. So, no, I'm not going to make excuses. They've kind of sat there in a box, and I forgot to, you know, I haven't been hot on my agenda here. I've been getting bombarded with stuff at work. Mostly been keeping me kind of preoccupied.
No problem. Just figured I'd ask. I'm not in a rush, so whenever you get a chance.
God, do I know about that, getting preoccupied at work. It was all day today dealing with that crap. Couldn't get anything done I wanted to get done. Everything else was falling apart.
Well, I walked in this morning and I said, you know, I'm going to tackle this project today. Make some serious headway on it, get some stuff done on a particular project. And then I walked into a shipping issue where I got sent somebody else's radios. I got five APXN70s delivered to me that are not supposed to be for me. So I got that figured out. That took some time. But it does look like I have to get them programmed. So I don't know. So but anyhow, bottom line is, you know, that took, you know, time, and then something else happened that I had to, and then something totally out of the left field hit, and preoccupied almost my entire morning. It's like, and I had about an hour to work on the project I swore I was going to get either done or majorly accomplished today. I ended up getting maybe about an hour in on it. It's like, oh man, whatever. Still pay me at the end of the week.
Yep, it is very easy to get distracted. I know how that goes. So, it's a new calamity of events every single day. Over to you, Nick.
Yeah, Sean, mine started out the same way. I had a game plan this morning and knew I had a 8 o'clock right out of the gate that was going to take some time. So that I knew was happening, but after that I had a plan on what I wanted to get to, and then more of this CAD project. Every time I'd get doing something, somebody would call me, hey, can you get on this meeting? Can you get on this meeting? And, oh, come on, I can't get anything else done. So that consumed right up to lunchtime, and I had to run out at lunch and then had a meeting right at 1 o'clock. But finally finished the day and got what I had originally wanted done halfway so that the other half could do tomorrow.
You'll have to let me know what your work schedule is this week when it comes back around. TJ's in town. He's going to be here at least through Thursday. You know, at this point, that's tomorrow and the next day. I'm going to be definitely connecting with him no later than Thursday. He's got something for me. I told him, I says, let me know if you got some time downtown. I'll come down there and we'll do Lupita's. And I even told Bush to keep an ear to the ground in case we could get the band together.
Go ahead, Nick.
Well, if you maybe can pull it off tomorrow, because I'm not in the office on Thursday, I'm back at home. But if you can pull it off tomorrow, I'm in. Let me know. I'm pretty wide open from 11 to 2. You know, we can make that work.
Well, just to put a cap on that particular thread, he's got a lot to do. He came into town about late last night, about midnight, and I know he had a very tight itinerary of things to do. And so I could see where, you know, it's going to really be dictated whether I've got to come down and take a look at Mark's got me an appointment to see a piece of equipment down there. And, I don't, you know, that may still bring me down there if he gets that worked out. but TJ is going to be minute by minute as he navigates all the things he's here in town for, legitimately, you know, get to the R&R part later. So I'll let you know if we can work something out. That would be pretty cool. It'd be, it's been a while. Anyhow, enough on that. It's all up in the air. Anthony?
Where does he live? He's got those machines downtown, and he has his infrastructure around here but doesn't live here, or he's just out of town long term when it comes back around?
Yep, I totally get it, Sean. I'm flexible. Thursday, I got to be around the house. I got the funeral thing in the morning, or I would go to the office that day, but because I got stuff to do, but need to go to the funeral home for this one. So, go ahead.
Well, we'll play it by ear. Worst case, he and I will connect on Thursday. He's got to go to Selfridge on Thursday, so he'll be up in my neck of the woods. So we'll work something out one way or the other. I do got to connect with him physically, even if it's just for a handoff at some point. And what was the question I was going to answer for Anthony? Now I got all sidetracked. Refresh my memory and then back to me.
Oh, I was just asking where he's at, that he has infrastructure in Metro Detroit, but certainly by the way you guys are talking, he does not live around here any longer at least. So, over to you, Sean.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, do you know who he works for? Just yes or no?
Nope. That probably will lead me down the path, so go ahead.
Okay, well, it's neither here nor there. Anyhow, he was here. He was born and raised in Grand Rapids. And, you know, and then he was stationed here and for the longest time. And so that's why, you know, he has all this infrastructure here and everything. He lived here. And then an opportunity arose for him to move back home. And he still, you know, does the whole state. But... He can live there and work out of an office out of that area and that, and so he doesn't get back here quite as often. So that stuff all got, you know, deployed while he was here. And you know, just no reason to take it down or anything like that. You know, it's all part of the network. In fact, he was on P25 last night in Grand Rapids. Of course, I was on it here, and you know, we're talking just like he's still here, so. But, yeah, he was here for the longest time.
Yeah. Hopefully, maybe when he's around town looking at the analog LPS machine downtown, that'd be nice. I know I hit that with an HD from my house, so over to you, Nick.
P25, get back into that. Is the LPS machine downtown P25 too, Sean? I can't remember.
So the LPS VHF machine is P25, and it's alive and well, and connected up to the greater network, connected up to the FBI UHF machine. And then there's the LTS UHF machine, which is analog, and that's the one that's broken that he's here. He's going to fix that while he's here. Yes, Anthony, that's part of the plan. He's got a broken MTR down there, and he's got a Quantar all gussied up for it, ready to go in there. So he's replacing it with a Quantar.
Fantastic. That's good news. Hopefully it goes smooth for him.
Was that my other radio, or was that here? I heard something about USB port.
It was me, but, you know, quit Team McGee's.
Is that you, TJ?
Well, I've been called worse.
Ready?
Hello, radio 1-2.
that you, Ma? Paw, I got the goal right here.
Yeah, so it was on the bench. I got the USB configured for it. He was going to bring it over here, plug it in. I got to move the USB config over, but yeah, new Quantar going in for analog.
Well, how's that going to work? He's down here. How the hell is he going to get anything from you physically? I don't think he's planning on being anywhere near Flint.
We did it on his bench, and that was last week. You might have saw I had a node, temporary node in here, and then that was the temporary machine on there, and then when it gets over here, I just move the USB config over.
Okay. Anyhow, I know he was trying to get it done today, but, you know, work, so I don't know if he's still going to get it done today. But that was the goal. Anyhow, Anthony?
Well, that is fantastic news. So I'm glad it's getting updated back online. Throw it back over to Nick.
3-1, Jizzy.
Must have lost Nick. YJD, go ahead.
Just a couple questions, guys. Is this repeater set up for P25?
Probably not. This is an analog network, either, and there's many, many repeaters on this network, so we have to know which one. But it doesn't really matter because none of the MI-1 Central Michigan UHF machines are dual mode, and nor are any of my FBI network repeaters. So I would say no, none of these repeaters are set up for P25. But again, I don't know which repeater specifically you're talking about, but generally, no. Fred?
Yeah, you got to be a little more specific when you say this repeater because, well, there's lots of Peters. Peter's here, Peter's there.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'll be more specific. It's just that the repeater book shows this, and the one in Richmond. Is FM and APCO 25, so I was just wondering, I just wanted to confirm it because I've got it programmed in both analog and P25. I just wanted to know if this one was actually active on P25.
I'll leave that one to you, Sean.
Okay, yeah, that, I don't know if I left that one mixed mode. If it is, it's not connected to anything. It's standalone. I don't think I did. I think we kind of, when I put the P25 machine in Warren, the separate one, I think I decided to stop all that mixed mode stuff. It just wasn't making anybody happy. The people that wanted analog were upset when it went, the people that wanted P25 were upset when it was locked up to nut. You know, so I just said, you know what, I'm putting in a separate P25 machine, and I'm not going to monkey with the mixed mode stuff. So I don't know. It might be, but I can't remember what I did. And nobody would know better than me. So that's pathetic.
Oh, I get it. Sounds like me a lot. Okay, the one in Warren, what frequency is it on? Because then I can get the laptop out later and take this one off the 25 and leave it analog, and I can put the Warren one in there.
Yeah, that would be a good move because I don't think I'm ever, even if I do have it fixed mode, it's probably not going to be like that for terribly long. The one in Warren is 442.0125. 442.0125. And also, if you have VHF P25, TJ's machine, what is that, Fred? 145.33?
Good afternoon.
John, you cut out.
100 hours. Clear. 84 degrees.
Maybe you know, Anthony.
I don't want to hold you guys up.
You're bringing
the plug to ask a question. Yeah, I do have P25 on 2 meters, 440, and on 900. I'll just scan the repeater book here on my phone to see what the frequencies are, what, so I can get the laptop out and redo it. Then I will remove P25 position off this radio for this repeater. Thanks for letting me in, guys. 73, have a good day. V3YJD Mobile. I'm in Sarnia, and I'm using the Richmond repeater right now. V3YJD.
K8RUH, anybody out there? Did Warren drop away?
Ha! Looks like Warren went down hard. Am I making the Mount Clemens from here?
John, I'm still on Warren, and you're making it in. Well, I don't know what happened. For a few minutes, I wasn't making it into Warren. Might be back up.
Yeah, it looks like it's up now. No, I was answering his question about the frequency for the Warren P25 machine. Did that come through?
You got to the first three digits of the frequency, and then you dropped out. So I'll throw it back over to you, but I'm going to clear out here. This is K8RUH. It's good talking to you this afternoon, and I'll catch you in the morning.
Okay, yeah, we'll get Anthony. We'll catch you later.
The 425
machine is 442.
Later, some got to 0125.
442.0125.
225
only. You know, NAS 293. It's only one pod group. Right now, just pod group one. It is connected up to all the Central Michigan 425 machines. You know, it is a part of that network. But from Sarnia, you might also be able to hit the VHF, TJ's VHF machine on 145.33, I think. Is that right, Fred?
Well, 145.33, isn't that the Edison or the Detroit Energy repeater?
Right, that could be. Maybe it's 145.13. I don't know. I just know TJ's VHF machine. I know it's 145. It might be 13. If anybody knows, chime in. But anyhow, that VHF machine is P25 as well, connected up to the Warren 0125. So if you got VHF, you can do that one too.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I'm still kind of new to all this stuff. I'm using Motorola, so I got a laptop. I can just sit here in the van and type them up. I can't do it right now. So I'll look them up anyway. 73, thanks for letting me in. B3YJD.
Yeah, if you go to WATMN, Central Michigan Emergency Network, they'll show the P25 network, and they'll show the repeaters that they got, including the one in Detroit. It's got a lot of receivers, so it should be an easy hit for you. And we also got the Warren machine has a receiver at Mount Clemens, so, you know, you'll have a shot. It's a cruise, but you'll have a shot. All right. I will, maybe we'll catch you there. I'm generally listening on it. W8FU, don't know who's left.
All right. I don't remember. It's 14, I thought it was 14732 or 31. No. I don't remember. It's on the website. All right. I'm soldering and building a 50x50 speaker and ignition cable.
I switched radios and keep my audio drastically changed, but you're right. Yes, you might be right. Maybe it was 733. I don't know. I don't ever pay attention. I got it listed as MIP25V or something like that. I forget.
Yeah, I don't remember. It's just why we have a website. We got too many damn frequencies in Peters.
Comment.
Go ahead.
It's VU3YJD again. I think I have it in my Motorola here. It's 147733 as APCO. Thanks for letting me back in, guys. Talk to you later, V3YJD.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. That sounds right. I don't know why I was thinking 533. That is, yeah, you're right. That's, I think, Edison. Anywho, all right, well, we'll look for you on the PP25. It's our favorite. It's our little, it's our baby.
Yeah. Sean, did you see what I did to my poor truck?
You talking about the dual truckers?
Well, yeah, so we got dual truckers, and now there's a screwdriver in the on the back driver's side corner.
Oh, man. I thought I saw a picture of the dueling, what are those big obnoxious diamonds or whatever they are? I saw those, and I heard you talking about it, how you said, what the hell, might as well make it symmetrical. Which screwdriver did you end up going with? I got one of the big Tar Heels that I normally run. Well, I've got a small Tar Heel, and then I've got the big one. Which one do you got?
So I had a big Tar Heel, but I ended up going with the ATOS, the 120A, and then I got an 891? So I got the radio for it and the antenna.
Man, you went all out. So, yeah, I seen somebody had one of those little ATOS. You remember the radio guy? He went by the radio guy. He did a little dabbling in, he does two-way stuff. I think he was working out of Adam's shop, Scott Adam's shop, moonlighting, and then I think he was working for a little while for Oakland Road Commission or something. What was his name? Why am I forgetting? Anyhow, he lived right like a block from me, and he had one of those. It was a pretty cute little antenna.
No, it's cute. We got to run the coax tonight, so we got to run it through, and then we can seal up the one hole finally. But I'm making the speaker mount and the head adapter came, so we're gonna run the coax and do that, and then I'm gonna work on mounting the remote head, and then that way the HF will fit in the back seat, or behind, underneath the seat with the other radios, and then, so. But my 5550, they got the handheld control head. Well, on the dual band, I put an external speaker, and holy hell, I was like, all right, that's it. I got to put one on the Motorola, so I'm building the cable for the Motorola right now.
Wait a minute, I'm on a 5550 with a handheld control head right now. You're saying that you put an external speaker on the trunk unit and you're running the audio there instead of in the speaker mic in the handheld control head?
Oh, I'm going to be. I'm going to, once I put the, on my dual band that I put in, that 6700 I got for dual band, so I added a dual band to the truck, which has, everything on the handheld control head. So there's two handheld control heads up on the dash now. And the audio, we plugged an external speaker into the VGC. And the audio, I was like, holy hell, I need to do the same thing for my Motorola. So I'm doing that right now. I'm building the cable for the Motorola right now.
All right, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty happy with the 5550 control head and the audio. It works pretty well, actually. So I have not really wanted for better audio, necessarily. God, traffic's just terrible today. Everywhere I go, it doesn't matter where, traffic. But, yeah, okay. What's a 6700? I'm drawing a blank. I can't think of anything with that number.
It's a VGC NR or VGC 7600. It's a Chinese dual band with APRS and KISS TNC all built in.
you got the drawer unit, and then you got a remote head, and then you can Bluetooth to it even and all that, but I wasn't a fan of the audio coming out of the speaker on it, so I plugged an external speaker in, and I put it off the back seat, and I'm like, holy hell, it sounds way better. I'm like, I need to do the same thing for my Motorola.
I got you. All right. Yeah, there you go. Wasn't familiar with that number. Well, I have a, you know, on my, I've got a O3 control head on the 8500. Of course, I've got an external speaker on that, and you know, it depends where you put them. You know, a lot of times I'll put them under the seat, and you know that muffles them up quite a bit. If you can get it out there, it's they're quite good. Now in this vehicle, I just switched over to this Expedition. I got it right up between the seats, you know, and so much better than it was in my Escape, where I had it just under the seat, blowing into the wheel well. So not really a need. I may switch from the handheld control head to I may buy an O5 to switch to that. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah, we put it in the back row up by the headrest, the speaker just sitting up there. So it's shooting right into the back of my head, well, from the back seat forward. And I'm like, holy hell, this makes the audio clean in the cab. And so I'm like, all right, I got to do it for the Motorola.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a big fan of external speakers. And, you know, if I, my 7000, my Icon 7000, which is, you know, what I've been pretty much running mobile, I got one of those. You ever see those Radio Shack amplified speakers, powered speakers, and, you know, they detect audio and go on, turn on and off with audio? I've got a few of those, and I connected that up to my 7000, and, man, that was nice. So you just got to watch, though, with the amplified speaker that automatically trips when you're running, you know, 600 watts out of the HF, out of the mobile. It can be problematic.
I've only been running 100. And it, I've made contacts. I was pretty happy with it. So I was like, all right, now I got to actually run the coax, you know, through everywhere and do that. I got the carpets all up and the trims all out in the back seat, so we're going to try to finish that tonight, hopefully.
Well, there you go. Me, I'm cutting grass. I am looking dangerously close to a citation from the city. So I'm going to get that, you know, just, I knew it was going to get really bad, the heat, and it was, I knew it needed cutting, but it's like I didn't want to risk going into that high heat, having the grass, you know, cut too short or anything and risk burning it, so I didn't. And then, you know, the heat led to the rains, and then the rains led to, you know, and now I got this jungle I got to deal with. So, speaking of which, I am feasting my eyes upon it. So I'm going to get back in the driveway here, get out and get the fitness.
All right. Yeah, Michelle's doing the grass right now. She had the day off today, and she's like, I got to cut our grass. And I said, okay. Then her work called her at like 11 and asked her to work like 1 to 6, which would be all overtime. But she's like, no, I got to cut the grass. I got to clean the house. She's like, I gotta go shopping, so, alright. Okay, I'm gonna take this cable, and I'm gonna go out to the truck and try it. I also made ignition sense, so I can actually have the 5550 turn on and off now. So, WAFS.
Alrighty, have fun. Parked and out of here. WAFS.
WAFM, if you need audio check, I'll be out here for a while. I've got a ways to go to get to them. get to the range.
Sorry, Nick. I thought you signed for some reason. Go, my bad.
Nah, I stopped off at 16 and Gratiot at Blackbeard's. I had a part to pick up, and you guys were yakking, and I jumped out real quick and jumped back in.
Okay, like I said, I'm home. And I got to get my grass cut real quick so I can take my e-bike out for a ride. Got a brand new one yesterday. Only got 4 miles on it. Tonight I've been looking to get a whopping 10 on it.
All right. Have a good night. And I got to play fireman tonight. So it's our monthly meeting. Yeah, long Tuesday, 8 Tuesday. First Tuesday. All right. We'll catch you later.
WNSP. WNSP.
Hey, Sean, really quick. WF stuff.
I just switched over to my handheld. I heard, hey, Sean, before my radio shut off.
Somebody just texted me. He can't find the USB dongle that we did for his quad car.
Oh, no.
He's like, I swear I put it in my truck, I can't find it.
Tell him to look under the R390.
Well, we configured it when the dongle's not active, it'll do in cabinet repeat, so. I just heard the mower hit something. I'll be right back. Do the stuff.
KCAKJL. Monitoring.
You're not monitoring. You're talking.
Lurking is more like it.
Going on. No, not much. Hanging out. Listening to the radio.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the deck or on the balcony and looking at the beautiful sunshine.
WAEAP. Yes, I will be in a little while. I got a launch here, and I attached a homemade antenna to it. Until I got bored the other day, so and some aluminum pieces, so I pieced together a dual band antenna. I got, I don't know, about 6-7 feet of mast. I attached it to a launch here.
Well, there you go. I'm going to occupy your time instead of just sitting there staring at the boob tube all day.
Yeah, it's been kind of a plan for me for the last couple months, you know. And I just happened to have all the parts laying around, didn't have to buy anything. It's perfect. And there's an existing part of the lawn chair has. It's a high lawn chair, so it's got like a bar that swings out to put your feet on. Well, the exact diameter. I just plugged my little aluminum mast pole right into that, so I didn't have to do anything. It just plugs right in to an existing hole.
Oh, there you go. Instant ground plane.
Yep. Got a table on one side and some storage pouches on the other. I set my radio on there, all my radios, a Bluetooth speaker, and I used it up north. It worked pretty good. Sat out at a park, Traverse City,
watching the air show the other day, and it worked perfect.
Yeah, what did I do, y'all, for the weekend? Oh, I made burgers and dogs on Saturday, cut the grass last Friday, and then went bebopping around Saginaw with my son and his girlfriend on Sunday. And then yesterday worked, today got one more job to do, and then I'm heading home. 91 degrees outside.
Yeah, it was really nice in Traverse City. Low 80s, sunny, a little bit of a breeze. Yeah, I hung out up north last weekend. Well, actually, came home Monday night. What was it? No, today's Tuesday. Yeah, Monday, yeah, yesterday I came home.
Did you go up north to visit family or kids or anything like that, or just up north just to get out of the mundane four wall that you've been in, closed in for the past 4 months? KACH, KJO.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Well, I have a cottage up there, and I've been cooped up since January, so it's been, 6 months. But yeah, I got a cottage up there. And some lot of friends up there, too.
I was in Traverse City long enough to do a job, and I was right at the end of the runway for the airport up there. So, didn't spend all day up there. Been to Petoskey quite a few times. That's great. That's a nice area, too.
I like it up there. I haven't spent much time on the lower or mid-western coast of Michigan. About Traverse City and Empire is about the farthest I went south, so yeah. I do want to make it to Silver Lake Dunes one of these years. That's beautiful. So I'd like to go up there and then travel down the west coast. Nice.
I know, I went up through the Tunnel of Trees, through Petoskey, and over the bridge, got Petoskey. And then we went up to Whitefish Point, which was really nice. I like being up there.
Sorry about that. I grabbed the wrong microphone. Anyhow, I hear you on P25, so I'll let you go, but yeah. I'll be out there a little bit later, sitting on a balcony. WADAP.
All right, yeah, and I'm almost to my destination, too. But I got to trip up Wally to see what he's doing after work. I'll catch you later, Eric. 73 for now. Casey, KJO. Kilo. And then I could maybe talk more, a little bit. We'll see.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 84 degrees.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8 off, Bravo, Alpha, Tommy Fire, listen.
Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta. KKKL. WAPD KCKKL.
KF8GSD.
KF8GSD KCKKO.
I hear you loud and clear coming to the repeater. I'm currently playing with my DMR radio, and I do have to get ready to do some vehicle repairs. So I don't have too much time to talk, unfortunately. But good to hear you out there. I figured I'd respond. KFA, GSE.
Have fun with DMR, Chris. I'll talk to you later. Good luck on the car. KCKGO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 84 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
CPR.
There we go. Hey, Philadelphia. Hi. Hey, Philadelphia. That's 12.
There we go.
K12345. Yep, I got you. I hear you.
All right.
Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're coming in
yep,
clear,
test 1, 2.
But you're maybe a little bit hot. Kilo Juliet 9 Oscar.
It just depends what repeater you're on, so hold on. Yeah, we're adjusting the levels now in here to make sure we got this thing sounding good. Hey, Philadelphia.
That's pretty good right there.
Okay, you're on a completely different repeater, dude, so don't worry about it. We're not worrying about you.
Yep, so just bear with us. We're setting audio levels here for a new new replacement repeater. Not a new repeater, but a replacement repeater for another one that we had that wasn't working right. All right, KCLPS testing.
Okay, I hear it. And it's back there. WFSM. Sean, are you on?
You're connected to CMN Network.
WFSM test.
Yeah. I'm Destiny, so the network's off. Wallace, you see, and when I should be able to hear. sit here at CW without doing CL.
Okay, there's carrier. Let me let it drop.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4.
Okay, so if I drop, we'll see if it should let it run CW again.
One, two, three, four, five, five, four, three, two, one.
All right. Casey Delta testing.
Sweet. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, the CW ID is always poised.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 84 degrees.
KZ8KJO.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KZ8KJO,
KFASQN. KFASQN, KZ8KJO, how's it going, Wyatt?
I'm doing good. I was just watching a YouTube storm chasing guide, and I heard you calling out. So I'm here now. How are you doing, Tom?
I just left Wally's house. I got some modems working for him. So that's a good thing. And you going to take the Skywarn training class online, or do you already get your Skywarn
certification, whatever, you know, that paper that says that you did it.
No, not yet. I
kind of
got confused
because it said I needed to be 16, but I'm pretty sure, like, is that to get my Skywarn ID at 16, and I can be any age to get that certificate. If I answer your question, no. I was looking into it, but I got confused.
Or you can still take the online class and learn more about it, you know. I mean, you have to be 16 to be a storm spotter, but take a Skywarn class, could be any age. It gives you the basic knowledge, you know, so when you're out there, you're looking and saying, yep, that looks like a wall cloud, you know, and at least you know what you're looking at.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. I thought that was a participation trophy.
Ah, Dan. I bring out a bunch of, like, papers. They're, like, spotter guides and stuff. So, I mean, I won't say I know everything. I mean, no, nobody knows everything, obviously. But, I mean, I know how supercell forms, how it works and stuff. Like, for example, know what a hook echo is and stuff. Reading radar and stuff. But I feel like Skywarn, yeah, would teach me a lot more stuff. I'll hand it over to Utown and then hand it over to Darren.
Yeah, just go to the National Weather Service website and search for Skywarn, online Skywarn training. And basically it's a bunch of videos that show you, you know, what to look for, what to report. And then there might be like a mini test or something, and take that, pass that, and then, you know, then you get your, you know, a little certificate that says that you went through the
training class, and you performed well kind of thing. Something else to put up on your wall.
I didn't catch the call sign. Was that Wyatt, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, me.
And Darren, you want to turn your mic gain down a little bit because you're burning up my ears. KCK Joe.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was doing that again.
Yeah, take your mic.
Hey, Tom, are you,
you're at zero, drop it down.
Wait,
to like
do you have your, Skywarn ID? Or whatever it's called.
Go ahead. KCK Joe.
Congratulations, that was a double.
Yeah, I'm just going to hear the KKK Joe, so, But, I was saying, Tom, do you have your, spotter ID?
They really don't give spotter IDs out anymore from a comb. I used to have one, but, you know, being with Archie and stuff, I do have my certificate of completion of the Skywarn training class that they put on in April. So, but I've been doing Skywarn probably about within a year after I became an operator.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering about that. Also, another question. WALG repeater, they do the Skywarn that, I guess that's your good course. Even though, I didn't go to a Skywarn school, I just say I did it, I haven't obviously. If I, see something though, out my way to, let's say I see a wall cloud with a beaver's tail, can I report that, even though I haven't, went through Skywarn, classes, or the test?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. The answer to that question is yes, and I am at home. I will chat with you guys later.
All right, it was nice hearing from you again, Darren, in 7 days. I'll hand it over to you, Tom.
Yes, you can report it, but what's nice, like I said, is if you go through the Skywarn online training, then you would be a trained weather spotter, and they would take your report during the net. If you're not a trained weather spotter, they're going to confirm, one way or another. I mean, if you report it, there could be another spotter out there that'll double check and say, yes, I see it too. And, then it gets confirmed by the National Weather Service saying, yep, we see it, we confirm it, it is as rotation. And, then it's marked down. And then, of course, they sound the sirens and everything. So even though you're not 16, you can still take the Skywarn spotter training course and become a trained weather spotter is what they're called.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering about that. So the more you know, that's good. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of putting out of papers, reading a lot of National Weather Service and NOAA, articles, putting out papers, help me remember, learning the different types of clouds. How to pronounce them, that's a big thing. How to read a radar is another thing. And, when to and when not to focus on the radar, you could say. I did sign up, though. I already got my station ID. I'll take Gmail right now, actually. Here you go. It's the Coco Ross, I think that's how you pronounce it. It's the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. And my station ID is MILP23. And basically what you do there is you, every single day at 7 a.m. or 9:30, I chose 7, you, like, submit a report, a data report, of how much precipitation that you got. And, that goes to the, I think it's, the National Weather Service's, like, scientist or whatever, and, that helps them do research about, they research about, like, precipitation and stuff.
You mean hydrology reporting through, from the National Weather Service? They send you a rain meter and a couple little toolkits to do, so you can tell them how much accumulated in the little water tube thing. Yeah, we got a half inch, and they know that you got a half inch of rain, kind of thing. I know what you're talking about. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, even just getting yours, becoming a trained weather spotter, it's just great to have knowledge, just to know, you know. When you're sitting there and go, oh my gosh, you know, a severe, you know, storm watch is, you know, and a warning and everything else like that. You can look at the radar and say, oh, that looks like a derecho, you know, or that's a gust front arrival. You can estimate the winds. I mean, they teach you all that. You know, it's just for general knowledge. I mean, that's what it's there for. I mean, just the more you know, the more you learn, the more you know, kind of thing. And I think it's cool. I think, you know, kids like you getting involved in it is a plus, because you're already gaining that experience as you get older over the years.
100%. And, well, yeah, and if it's like a warning and stuff, or you're like taking shelter from a tornado, like you already have that knowledge of how a tornado works and how a, like, storm system works and everything, so you can actually, I don't know how to say it, practice, or say, become, like, be, like, safer, maybe, than somebody that's, you know, panicking and stuff, and, that stuff, and, oh, also, yeah, so the Kokoroff, it's, so the, Project themselves, I don't know who does it, but there's like a lot of people that send all that, you know, data, so, or that information and stuff, and all that stuff gets compiled into one thing, or you have to, I'll just say that's a folder or file or something, and then that gets sent to the National Weather Service every day, and then that goes into, yeah, what you said, their research and stuff. So it's a little different, like it's got a map and stuff. I don't know how the other thing works. They don't send you anything. You have to get on your own, buy it. But it's the same. Pretty cool.
There is nothing wrong with learning to be prepared for weather events, or any events, natural disasters, you know, anything. Nothing wrong with being prepared at a young age. So, you know, get in that sky warning. Take the class. You'll learn a lot. And I'm about ready to pull up to my hangar here, and I gotta go eat before my sugar drops. So I'll say 73 on your final, and see if you're out there tomorrow. I'm usually on FBI Central Michigan or P25. I gotta get my little DMR mobile set up, so I can get back on that. So, 73 in your final, Wyatt. This is KCAKJO.
All right, yeah, thank you for answering my questions and stuff, and it was nice hearing from you again as well. I'll say 73, CF8, FQN, clear for now.
Yeah, one quick thing before I go here. When you get back to school and you get in, ask your science teacher about seeing if the class can do a severe, you know, a Skywarn, online Skywarn class, you know, as a project or as something in, you know, something in school kind of thing. Say, hey, can we, you know, do this as part of the curriculum? See if it goes for it. I mean, that's how I did it when I was in school. I learned a lot. I also had a book on clouds. All right, I have arrived. So I will chat at you later, Wyatt. 73-KCTJO.
I'm going to have a new science teacher next year, so yeah, I'll ask her. That'll be fun, different too. And people will be more prepared and more knowledgeable. So thank you for that idea, and 732 CFA, excellent, clear for now.
Connected to CMN Network.
WAT.
Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 82 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 82 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 79 degrees.
WSFM.
Well, did we get it all?
Yeah, well, to show you the fuse, we just, the Chinese radio, the fuses were melted in it, and it, yeah, we, the Chinese radio, yeah.
Give me more. Chinese radio. Oh, how I adore.
Now, Chris will send, I'll have Chris send me the picture so I can put it in Slack here. The fuse holder's melted in it, and I've only been running 10 watts on APRS. Okay, it's in the lobby.
What, you said 10 watts. What was the fuse? What value?
Fuse was a 15 amp, there's dual 15s in there, and they're stuck. Well, the negative one was stuck in there, and the positive one, that's the positive socket right there. You can see how it's bent in there and melted, and the fuse fell apart.
Well, it was drawing more current than that connector could handle, so I would blame it more on the, on whatever that cheesy ass fuse link is. Did that come with the radio?
That is
4 inches from the back of the radio, yes.
Gotta love it.
Oh, China. So this is the 55, I'm on the 5550. We mounted the, Chris got the speakers mounted, the HF antenna coax is ran, and we even made an HF contact on 40 sideband. I gotta get an audio choke for the HF, or for the Motorola speaker for the 5550. The HF is getting audio into it, so. All right.
Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 75 degrees.